Well, now to our story about the first majority Indigenous crew taking part in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. Reporter Stephanie Boris joined them before they set off.
When someone mentions the Sydney to Hobart, the sound of coffee brewing isn't probably what comes to mind.
Yeah, this is the skimmer.
That's skinny latte. Thank you.
I've got the big maguccino coming.
Well, I'll ask you then. We've got coffees coming out. We're sitting at a cafe instead of down by the boat.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, we've made you come here because we were out sailing last night.
Danny Teese Johnson is taking part in this year's Sydney to Hobart on a boat called Tribal Warrior. I met him just days out from the race. The crew had been practicing well past midnight, so coffee was in order.
So a lot of the races, you know, is at night, and it's probably the most trying conditions. You can't see much, you're fatigued, you're doing 3 hours on, 3 hours on, off shifts when you're sleeping. So it's just to get the team prepared for night racing.
Tribal Warrior will become the first ever boat with a majority Indigenous crew to take part in the Sydney to Hobart. Danny Teese Johnson laughs when I call him a sailor. He was born in Moree, an inland town in northern New South Wales.
It's 9 hours up near the border, northwest, you know, a long way from Sydney. The most experience I've ever had on the water before going sailing with Tribal Warriors. Riding a tire tube down the Mei, you know, when there was water in it back in the day.
He started learning how to sail 2 years ago. The reason, he says, is personal.
I've got an older son and he had a little bit of trouble at that time a few years ago, and Tribal Warrior sort of helped step in and get him into good programs and back into school and employment. And ever since then, I've just been a number one fan of Tribal Warrior and what they do, and I've become really close friends with Shane Phillips.
Tribal Warrior isn't just the name of the boat. It's the name of a not-for-profit organisation that supports disadvantaged Indigenous people by providing specialised training programs in maritime industries. Shane Phillips is the CEO.
I guess traditionally this has been, I know this sounds wrong and it's not meant to be, a rich white male sport. So we want to show the children and other people around the communities that you can do anything. We're going to compete, we're going to try, but we just want to cross the line. If we cross that line, that's saying that we deserve to be there and we just want to challenge ourselves.
Today's race has been years in the making for Shane Phillips. Tribal Warrior entered a boat in 2017 but had to pull out, so he's hoping it's second time lucky.
Hopefully, sea and weather permitting, it will get there within 5 days.
The boat will be sailed by 11 crew members.
We've got some from Moree, Coonabarabran, Redfern, Larpa, Central Coast, and I think one of the crew is from Broome.
A number of the crew haven't sailed professionally before, including Danny Teese Johnson. He hopes by racing he can help Indigenous people struggling to get by.
There's a little organisation out there called Moree Shea Academy, and they do the same thing that Tribal Warrior does. They help youth out there. You know, I had a lot of troubles. I was locked up at 13 myself on my 13th birthday, you know. I spent the day in jail on my 13th birthday, which is not a nice feeling. I don't want any other kid out of Moree to feel like that again.
Tribal Warrior is among more than 150 yachts taking part in this year's Sydney to Hobart. And while all eyes are on the Super Maxis, Danny Teese Johnson hopes people will also take note of the smaller yachts with a large story to tell.
It's just making a statement that we're still here and that our story is your story. So we want everyone to think that this is their boat too. It's not just a blackfellas boat. This is the people's boat.
Go Tribal Warrior. Danny Teese Johnson, a crew member at the start now of the Sydney to Hobart. Stephanie Boris with our story.